Also, for those of you who have children who are part of our ministries at Ardmore Baptist Church, whether they're in the children's ministry or the youth ministry, we thank you for entrusting your kids in our care. We find that to be something that we're grateful for, that we don't take for granted, and we are thankful to partner together to support them and you as we walk this journey in life. So thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us that opportunity to invest.
我也非常的感恩，在出期间，您华人教会也有一些青少年参与我们青少年的事工，我们也很高兴有这样一个机会，能够帮助他们，能够带领他们，我也是非常感恩，让大家这样的信任，把孩子交给我们，让我们来带领，让我们来引领，谢谢。
Well, over the years, I have found, and I quickly found early in life, that I was not good at math or science. Didn't really like them, and they didn't really like me. And for whatever reason, I think I wasn't very good at it because my brain just doesn't work that way. I don't know why, it just doesn't. Math and science fight me every time. When algebra started adding numbers and letters together, I was lost. When science just started labeling things, I could memorize that and that was okay. But when they started doing numbers and science and just tweaking all the things, I was lost.
在我的求学的阶段，是我在这个青少年的时候，我发现有两件事情我在学校是根本没法学好的，一个是数学，一个是科学。不管我，也许我的脑子的思维的方式还是怎么情况，我总是跟他们相互矛盾，相互作对，他们总我是很难把他们搞清楚。我总是在这方面挣扎。我能够理解他有的时候会把一些东西标志，但是呢，我是在我的整个的求学过程中，我对这个还是有挣扎有问题啊，直到我上大学的时候，我才对科学和数学稍微有所了解。
Instead of math and science, I was really interested in history. And so I leaned more in that. I like the story element of things a little bit more than the numbers things. But
我虽然对数学和科学不太感兴趣呢，但是我对历史非常的感兴趣。那只有到大学的时候，我才知道这个数学和科学是不可以不可以就说不学的。那我就当时就把它通过以后，我就继续往前，就是开始我其他方面的学习和学业和研究啊。
In our scripture lesson that was read this morning, I think Paul leans in a little bit both in math and science. But thankfully, it's a little bit more easy to understand than maybe what I could do in my earlier science and math classes. When Paul starts talking about the body and the amount of members that make up one, and how the body is made up and has value. With all that is made up in it. And so we're going to dive into that this morning and un better understand how we each make up the body and the importance of that.
我们今天学习的这一段是，保罗写的《哥林多前书》的这一部分，他很完美的讲到了数字和科学，所以说我会在这里面跟大家分享这一段的信息。
I have 3 points I want to make this morning. The first is that we are all equal in the body, that we are not the same in the body, and that we experience things together because we are part of the body. And so I will dive into those and help us flesh out what it means to really be part of the body of Christ. So,
那今天我们讲到的第一个重点就是我们都是平等的，虽然我们的身体、我们的每个人的各个的性格、各个的特点、各个方面的喜好和各方面的这个我们这个组成是不一样的，但是呢，我们在神的眼中我们是平等的。我会在下面再给大家分享进一步的分享。
So as we talk about the first part, that we are all equal in the body. Many parts make up one body. It would be easy today, and even on par with our society, to rank all the parts of the body of Christ on a scale, maybe 1 to 10 or 1 to 100, of which ones are most useful and which ones aren't. But because isn't that what we do today? Isn't that what we do in life is we rank all sorts of things? We rank sports teams and restaurants, recipes and doctors. We
我们会有分级的制度，比如说我们有哪个运动队哪个队是第一最好，还有哪个吃饭的地方大家会相互告是哪个地方这个饭做得最好，还有工作各生活的各个方面，我们都会来用等级分化，好不好，中等坏。我们已经习惯了这样做。
If we ever wonder what's given a ranking in our world, you could just go on Google and just Google it, and you will find a scale that somebody has given someone else in the form of a Google review. We live in a world where things are judged and ranked by how good or bad they are, whether we like it or not.
我们生活在这个世上，我们知道，我们平常经常用。谷歌搜索一下，我们知道这个地方或者这个人，他当时人有什么样的评价。那我们在生活在这个世界，我们都存在这样一个情况，我们是在论断别人，去判断或者论断别人，或者别人也在论断或者这个给我们打分啊，然后我们也会给别人打分啊，都是在这样的世界生活。
But for Paul, when it comes to the body of Christ, there are many parts that make up this one body. There isn't a first place and a 100th place. Instead, every part is equal and is necessary. Paul lists out some groups from his time that would have certain rankings in the world in that world. Jews and Greeks, depending on what side you're on, the other is much lesser. Slaves and free. That is even still alive today, and we have an us versus them mentality. But in the body of Christ, there is no hierarchy. There are no haves and have-nots. There is no inner and outer circle. It's just the body. When the scales are removed and value is seen in everyone, no one's being compared to a set of unwritten rules. There is freedom in being yourself and knowing that you will be accepted for just that.
保罗在这里面教导，虽然我们中间有为奴的，或者是不是奴隶的，我们拥有或者没有有，或者我们是犹太人或希腊人，虽然当时的人对这些人也有就是分别的贵贱之分，但是保罗在这里面再一次的阐述，我们。都是平等的，我们的地位都是平等的。
His life working for justice and equality for non-white people. This was not just something he chose, but something that took hold of him while he was being faithful to the call of pastoring a church. He looked at scripture, he looked at the life and the teachings of Jesus, and he looked at his unjust world he was living in and felt God pulling him into what would be known as the civil rights movement.
好，我们最近刚在庆祝马德路德金的纪念日，我们也知道马德路德金他是一个为社会争取同等权利的一个领袖，他也是一个牧师，他在分享神的话语的时候，他发现。神在这里面是有这样一个平等的概念，我们每个人都是平等的。
Dr. King looked at to places like Psalm 34:14, saying, "Turn away from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it." In the world of Dr. King and our world today, there's created a system of favoritism where some are and some are not. This favoritism is not new, though. It is as old as when Paul is writing the letter to the church in Corinth. And Paul is reminding us today of the same thing. As we look around and we see our differences, none of those differences make us better or worse than the person beside you. We are all accepted under Christ. We are all equipped by the Spirit, and we are all part of this same body.
马德路德金他在读诗篇34篇第14节讲到要远离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追求。马德路德金对当时对我们社会的不平等非常的有感触，也是在保罗当时也是同样的情况。所以说，我们看到我们周围的人，他们虽然我们坐在我旁边的人，他们虽然跟我们不同，但是他们是跟我们是平等的。我们不应该追求这个社会的潮流，在对别人看别人比自己差或者怎么样，后来就是说觉得自己好，自己比别人强。我们应该有一个平等的概念。
Number two of our three. We can have on this world that each one of us is needed for different reasons to provide balance somewhere. And to offer something new in the life of someone else.
第二个重点是，我们都不一样。保罗在这里面再一次告诉我们，我们每个人都是神的创造，神的创造可畏。我们每个人的创造都是跟其他人不同的，都是不一样的。我们这样被创造成这样不一样的样式来到这个世上，是有原因的，是神的奇妙的创造。我们相互都有需要，我们都相互需要对方。
As Paul shares with us in verse 16 of the scripture passage for today, and if the ear should say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? You see, we're not the same. We don't have the same gifts. We don't have the same personality. We don't like the same things. And we all think a little differently. And that's done on purpose.
保罗在这里面想到，我们虽然是眼，但我们能够不属于我们的身体吗？我们是耳，我们不能不属于我们的身体吗？是不行的。所以说，这里面是说，我们每个人有不同的恩赐，我们有不同的个性，都不一样。这是神奇妙的创造，让我们在这里面，我们要。多多的看重其他人神给的恩赐， 我们并不是说，我们就不一样，我们就不在一起，我们都归属在一起。
It is not for us to see another gift or another person and say to ourselves, because I am not like that, I do not belong here. No, it's important for us to remember we do belong. God welcomes us all and calls us all sons and daughters.
不要因为你周围的人跟你不一样，你就不接纳他。我们要知道，神接纳我们所有的人，我们都是神的儿女，不管是女儿还是儿子，我们都属于神。
Author and speaker Brené Brown has something to share with us about belonging. She says this: belonging is being accepted for who you are. Fitting in is being accepted for being like everyone else.
Guan 归属就是说你被别人接受，你是谁？适应呢，就是说你逐渐被其他的人接纳，成其他人一样。然后接着说，如果我就是我自己，我就归属。
She goes on to tell us to stop walking through the world looking for confirmation that you do not belong in it, because you will always find it, because that is what you've made your mission to be. If we make our mission to find something, we will eventually find it, whether it's there or it's not. We are not the same, and that is okay, which is what belonging is all about.
他接着说：“不要到处的寻找，来找，让别人接纳你属于那里。你应该去找到你该属的使命。如果我们的使命是要找到，让我们找到我们能够适应的地方，这就是不是我们的使命。我们要承认。”我们跟别人是不一样的，这就是我们寻找的，归属，就是我们要在寻找过程中，我们到最后知道，我们承认我们是不一样的，我们不需要去改变来适应他人。
As we go further into the text, Paul just doesn't stop here, though, and with the notion of belonging, even though we are not the same. But he speaks into the notion of that we all need each other as well. There isn't just one body part of Christ that we just don't need. And if there ever is a moment where we see that and we claim that, soon we realize that that person who's connected to the body is what we need and who we need the most. This
那保罗在下面再一次阐明，我们不仅是平等的，我们也同样各自需要对方。虽然对方跟我们不一样，我们也需要对方，对方对我们同样的重要。
As God does, the part that is seen as less than or less honorable. God gives special honor to. And we see this all through scripture, right? Just as God gives special attention to the poor and the marginalized, if you look to the life of Jesus, just as God goes after the
虽然有的部分我们看的不是完美，非常的缺乏，但是呢，神看不跟不一样，神把这一部分看得更为重要，神特别为这些，就保罗上说的是不体面的肢体，是指这些贫穷的，或者是边缘化的， 神给他们特别的照看，就像圣经上讲到，耶稣会去寻找那一个丢失的羊，而让其他的羊在那等着。这就是神的心意，神会把那些看起来不体面或者我们看到不是很重要的，神特别的看顾。
What this reminds me of is a sports team. I follow sports a lot. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But sometimes a really talented player thinks they can do everything by themselves. They don't value their teammates and they think they're just a team of one. But soon after their team loses a few times, they realize they need the other members of that team. This super talented player realizes that everybody connected to the team plays their part. Yes, everybody doesn't score a bunch of points, but everyone has a role to play in helping the team. Whether that is practice, cheering on in the game, or something else on the field or court. In the body, all parts are needed, valued, and necessary.
就像是我比较感兴趣的体育赛事，我们会常常看到有非常出名的体育明星，他们在这个体育竞技上面非常的出色，他们觉得他们可以做所有的事情，他们可能对其他的队友并不是太看重，他觉得他就是这个他们这个团队的最厉害的。但是呢，当他们入了球以后，他就会意识到所有的这些团队的人都是非常的重要。他们虽然有些人并不是直接去参与这个球赛，但是他们在中间发挥了重要的作用。不管是他们在帮助他们在这个没有比赛的时候练习，还是在下面给他们鼓励，还是在下面做一些可能不太重要的事情。但是他们是一个非常重要的组成部分，在耶稣基督里，我们每个人都是被需要，都是有价值的，都是必须的。
The third thing that we can learn if one part is honored, then every part rejoices with it.
保罗在这里面说，当一个肢体受逼迫，所有的肢体都一同感受；当另外一个肢体得荣耀，我们一起快乐。
What Paul recognizes is that we are all interconnected and experience joys and pains together. We are asked and invited to help carry each other's burdens. We walk with each other and feel the amazing and the saddening parts of life. Our connection to each other through Christ builds us into an interconnected network.
我们都相互的连接，在我们的喜乐的事情和痛苦的事情，我们都相互的连接，我们相互的帮助，相互的分享对方的负担，我们一同的往前进，我们在别人痛苦的事情我们也分担，我们在基督里，我们相互的连接。
So then, it is important for us as the body of Christ to be open and to share with each other so that we can all experience life together. When we realize that we are equally valued, when we understand that our differences are good and important for the whole, we then become more willing to be vulnerable with each other and allow the body to celebrate and suffer alongside you.
非常重要，我们在主里头肢体，我们有一个敞开和愿意分享的这样一个心智。所以说，当我们遇见这样事情的时候，我们就相互的会分享，我们会知道 我们虽然不同，但是呢，我们这些事情发生对我们都非常重要，我们就会更情愿的去来，敞开我们的心来跟其他的人分享，然后让其他人分享我们的难处，也让我们也其他人跟我们一起来庆祝我们所取得的成就。
It takes a brave step for someone to suffer in community. It takes a humble person to celebrate what has happened for someone else.
我们需要勇气来，跟其他的人分享我们的。这个谦卑下来。把我们的骄傲拿去，我们就会愿意跟其他人分享。所以，跟其他人分享我们的难处是需要勇气的。
Part of being connected to the body is to realize that one way or another, experiences of others in the body are felt. It's like dropping a stone into a body of water. The waves around it come from the drop, aren't just impacted, the area around it isn't just impacted just in that small area, so that instead all of the parts of the pond or the body of water are impacted. So it reminds us that when one is hurt, the whole body hurts.
我们成为一体，是我们发生的事情，我们会相互的连接。我们的经历，别人在我们肢体内也会感受到。就像我们扔了一块石头在湖里头，这个水的波动会逐渐的传播开，它会传播到整个这一块水面。所以说呢，当我们的身体受影响或者是发生事情的时候，我们的身体受损害的时候，这件事情发生会影响到整个这个群体。
So, we really have a choice. We could choose to suffer in silence. Our community will still be impacted, but they won't be able to know what is going on and will wonder what is happening. Or we can choose to share, be open, and allow the body to help hold.
社区，我们整个的团体呢，就会也会受到影响，也会受到影响。但是呢，我们不知道如何的去帮助，也不知道发生了什么。
When we experience these things together, what we realize is that loneliness falls away, connections build, and we are better able to walk with each other with what is happening in life. It goes for the good and the bad.
当我们分享的时候，我们就允许其他的整体的这个群体来一起来，一起来治愈。我们会，在这些事情上，我们共同的经历，我们知道，我们可以逐渐的感到我们的孤独会逐渐的消去，我们会相互之间。连接，我们会，预备我们将来发生的时候，我们会如何更好的应对。所以说，不管好事坏事，发生，我们分享的时候是有好的结果。
So, as we close our time together, I want to encourage us to hold on to three things from this passage and let go of three things that this passage encourages us to do. So, to hold on is to remember that you belong, that there is a place for you in the body, no matter how different you may feel, No matter what others may say about you, no matter what labels have been placed on you.
好，我们最后总结一下，我们在这里面，我们是要坚守的三项啊。第一是你归属，你是属于这个整体的，不管你跟其他人多么的不同，不管其他人怎么说你，不管别人怎么样用把你标签化，标签在你身上，你还是属于这个整体。
Remember to hold on and know that your gifts are needed. No matter what your gift is, the body needs it. Even if you aren't sure what your gift really is, just know that you are needed. Your perspective is needed. Your personality is needed. Your life experience is needed. You and your gift are needed, and we are missing out when your gift is not shared.
好，第二点是，你的恩赐是我们所需要的。不管你的恩赐是什么，我们这个整体都需要你这个恩赐。也许你不知道你的恩赐在哪里，但是你要知道，你的个性是需要的，你的生活的经历是被需要的，你的恩赐是不可缺少的，
Lastly, hold on to being content. Celebrate where you are in life. Even if it's not where you want it to be content. Stay in the moment and notice who and what is around you. And you will realize that that is the gift.
第三点，我们要抓住的是满足，我们要庆祝我们的生命，我们要尽管我们现在可能还没有达到我们所要。我们的生命中是一个多么好的礼物。
And lastly, let go of our ego. Our ego can get in the way of us enjoying life and with the people around us. Ego wants us to set up a hierarchy that will put us at the top every time. Let go of our ego and live into valuing everyone around you.
好，我们有下面有三个部分，我们要放弃。第一个就是我们的自我，我们的自我呢，就是我们在生活中，我们会让我们的自我膨胀啊，让我们有分级制度啊，让我们觉得我们是让我们觉得自己的价值非常的高。更多的看重自己，这个时候呢，我们要让我们的自我放弃我们的自我，然后呢，让我们更加看重我们周围的人。
Let go of our selfishness. In the body, we all hold value and have important things for each of us to do. Selfishness encourages us to focus only on ourselves and therefore forget all the other members of the body.
好，第二个人我们要放弃的是我们的自私。我们常常会把我们自己看重的事情放得非常的重要，所以说我们非常的自私，常常看重我们自己的需要，而不是他人的需要。所以说这个时候我们一定要忘记自我，多看到其他人的需要。
And finally, let go of envy. When we are jealous of others, we miss out on the things that God has for us. It also allows us to put our own gifts down and wish that we were someone else or had some other gift.
第三点是我们要放弃嫉妒，我们常常嫉妒别人，同时呢又忘掉了神所赐福给我们的，在我们放在我们面前的，我们常常把我们自己的恩赐放下，而希望 拥有别人的恩赐，所以说我们要真是要不要去过多的羡慕别人，要对神所赐给我们的，我们要心满意足。
My encouragement for us today is to remember that you belong. You are a necessary part of the body, and that we are never alone.
好，我们
Amen.
好，最后一句给大家鼓励的话是，我希望大家能够知道，你归属这个教堂，你是这个整体的一个不可缺少的部分，你并不孤单。